So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are here with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where I bring you 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is one of my favorite guests on the show. Her name is Patty Alfonso. Patty's a very sexy healer. Welcome, Patty.
Thank you.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, let's just put your bio in a nutshell.
Yeah, hey,
you know. We only have 8 minutes, so everything has to be, like...
Let's just dive right in.
Yeah, so Patty is a number one best-selling author internationally with her first book on pole dancing and consciousness, and she's involved in a new project now. We're so excited to talk about it. But before we get into that, and don't worry, everyone, we'll share more. I want to ask Patty, when was it that dancing kind of got into your life, and how has that shifted your consciousness?
Yeah, you know, I was aware that there was an energy that I wasn't allowing my body to be. And it was around, you know, sexual energies and being beautiful and all of that. And that is how I found pole dancing. And the dancing, you know, including my body in my journey to consciousness in conjunction with the dancing is actually what contributed to creating more communion with my body. Mm. It contributed to like getting out of my head, because I'm a bit of a head tripper. Like, I think about things a lot. So when I was dancing and I allowed myself, like all of those thoughts would disappear and me and my body would have this communion with each other.
Mm.
And yeah.
Awesome. You know, for some reason that takes me into, for the listeners or entrepreneurs who have their own businesses, how can we more tap that energy of the body? Because I started tuning into it when you were talking, and it was a really interesting feeling, because it wasn't, we think, oh, we have to think our business, but mm-hmm. you showed me something really different. So maybe just put mm-hmm. some words around what I'm trying to ask you.
Yeah. So when you include your body in your life, then your body can actually contribute to you and to your creations. As an entrepreneur, I actually create my business with my body. Now, getting out of my head, right? And tuning into and with the energy of my body, then I use those awarenesses to create my business. Mm. And it was dancing that awakened, well, dancing and the tools of access consciousness and the body processes and everything that I, you know, used wow. and worked on, tantra, and, you know, everything. So using your body, your body's awarenesses, your body's sensations as a kind of compass for creating. Your body is a being. It's a sentient being. It feels things. It's aware of things. And because our bodies function from consciousness, they don't actually have a lot of the judgments that we as beings may have. Now, when you join, you know, and have communion with, connection with your body and your being, then there is so much more that is available. And it was through dancing that I was able to create more of that connection.
So that brings me to this project. So why don't you tell our listeners about the new collaboration? It's really a beautiful collaboration.
Yes.
And it's got so much beautiful energy. So tell everyone the title and where they can get the book, and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, the book is Dancing as the Body of Consciousness, mm-hmm. and this was a creation that was in my awareness for a long time, and I have a lot of facilitator friends who also use movement and dance in their lives, in their classes, and I thought, wow, I wonder what we all have to say about this topic, mm-hmm. and so I invited seven other, I think eight, maybe, amazing facilitators to contribute to this book. And we are all so very different in the way that we use dance in our lives and in our businesses. And the awarenesses and the knowledge and the contribution that we each had individually created this amazing collaboration between all of us, where we're just gonna, you know, it's just gonna be out in the world, and whoever it speaks to, whether, I mean, I'm not a dancer, I just love to dance. But we have choreographers, we have professional dancers, we have people who, you know, are also not dancers, who just use dance for the for healing and in their journey. And so it is truly a magical collaboration. I'm really, really grateful that they all said yes and that we created it.
So the song that showed up in my head when you said that was the High School Musical, I Don't Dance, I Know You Can. And he's like, I don't dance, and he's dancing, and he's like, I don't dance, and he's dancing, and it's like so much fun, and all that energy, and I love the book. It's so beautiful. It's got so much dance in it. It's like, how did dancing get on the pages? And luckily, we also add photographs, and I want to say the beauty of the book really touched me. And maybe just in the next few minutes, Patty, why don't you tell us a little bit about the genesis of your own chapter in the book?
Yeah, it's so funny because we've actually started calling the book the dancing book, because it literally does dance. And I can't wait to see how this book dances its way into people's homes and hearts and bodies. My chapter is actually called I'm Not a Dancer, I Just Love to Dance. And, you know, I have never considered myself, I'm not a professional dancer. I didn't take dance lessons. I didn't participate in recitals. You know, I'm not a choreographer. My favorite form of, like, I've always gone dancing and loved being on the dance floor and just dancing and moving my body. Mm. And for me, you know, pole dancing, that is what my body loves. You know, okay. I go to my occasional Zumba classes, but my body loves, and there is something about letting go of the mind and allowing my body to move with the music, allowing my body to just sort of take over and allowing my body to just be however she desires to move. And for me, like, sexual energies and sexualness and being sexy and all of that was extremely suppressed in my family and in my childhood. So choosing pole dancing and allowing my body to be the sexy being that she is has really been a contribution for my body, for my business, for my life. So
Patty, how can we find you?
You can find all kinds of stuff about me on my website, pattyalfonso.sexy. I'm also, you know, on YouTube and Facebook, and just Google me. Stuff will come up. Patty Alfonso.
And I'll make sure everyone can get the book. Thank you so much for coming. How awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.